It's a ridiculous fine for a crazed ruling. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's part of former President Trump's rant this morning on Truth Social, claiming the judge in New York who sided with the attorney general that the Trump organization committed fraud is taking away his appellate rights. The former president writing he may be forced to sell assets at fire sale prices that would be gone when he wins on appeal. This is the day after Trump lawyers said they're unable to post bond for that appeal.
Trump's team asked about 30 insurance companies to back the bond. None of them were willing to take the risk. Much of Trump's wealth is tied up in real estate, golf clubs, and resorts. And the bonding companies won't accept that as collateral. They want cash, liquidity, which Trump doesn't have. And if he can't come up with it, by March 25th, New York's Attorney General Letitia James may start to try and sell and seize some of Trump's most notable assets.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. There are presidential contests in five more states today, including Arizona, where President Biden will go today after a trip to Nevada. Polls have shown former President Trump leading in both states that he lost in 2020. But since those two are already the presumptive nominees, there's no drama in that voting today. So a big focus will be on Ohio, where there's a Republican Senate primary.
Businessman Bernie Moreno is fully embracing the MAGA movement and former President Trump. Trump endorsed him. We're also watching Secretary of State Frank LaRosa's campaign. He's talking a lot about his past military service in the Army. State Senator Matt Dolan is urging voters to see him as a fiscal conservative. He also drew a contrast with some Republicans vowing, if elected, to spend more money on Ukraine.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. The winner will try to unseat Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in November. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting with dozens of American allies in Germany, focused on the battle against Russia.
The free world will not let Ukraine fail.
Though the new U.S. military aid to Ukraine remains stalled in Congress. Six ex-law enforcement officers will be sentenced in Mississippi, two each the next 3 days, after they pleaded guilty to torturing two black men last year in a racially motivated attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Well, former President Trump tries to raise funds for that New York appeal. There's been a ruling. It is looming criminal trial there.
The judge in former President Trump's New York hush money case has denied his request to exclude testimony from Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. But he also has denied prosecutors' request to show the Access Hollywood tape at trial. Cohen, who was once former President Trump's attorney, has said yes, he was instructed to pay adult film actress Stormy Daniels money in an effort to keep her quiet about an affair she said she had with the former president years earlier, though he's denied that. The former president is charged with falsifying business records for pretending reimbursement to Cohen was payment for legal services. Last week, the judge agreed to postpone trial as he tries to figure out who caused a delay in turning over documents to the Trump legal team. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Peter Navarro has to report to federal prison today. The former Trump White House trade counsel director has to serve 4 months for contempt of Congress, refusing to cooperate with a Democratic-led House investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot. In New York, a judge has allowed a lawsuit related to a Buffalo grocery store massacre to move forward, implicating YouTube and Reddit.
Peyton Gendron, an avowed white supremacist, killed 10 black people at the store in May 2022. The plaintiffs include the son of one of those killed. They say Reddit and YouTube were designed to addict and radicalize users and gave Gendron the knowledge and training he needed to carry out the shooting targeting blacks. Reddit and YouTube say they merely hosted the content and aren't liable for governing it. Gendron pleaded guilty to state charges and is serving life without parole. He also faces federal charges. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve will start a meeting this morning assessing the economy. They'll also talk tomorrow when it's expected there will not be an interest rate cut. Ahead of all that on Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Analysts say voter turnout so far for today's primary in Illinois significantly low, especially for a general election year. Typically, voter turnout is low in a primary year, but not in a year when the presidential election's held. One Northwestern University analyst says turnout numbers the lowest he's seen in more than a decade. Starting next year, high school juniors across Illinois will likely be taking the federally mandated state college entrance exam, the ACT. Illinois students have been taking the SAT college entrance exam for the past 8 years. When the other major national exam, the ACT, was used. Sports seniors Terrence Shannon Jr. and Marcus Domas combined for 60 points in the Big Ten tournament final against Wisconsin to help Illinois on its second tourney title in 4 years with a 93-87 win. Way to go to the Illini, and a great game for those two guys. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. 806 ESPN 93.5. So Generation Z is, I think, what, 12 to 26?
Okay.
Who pays now for dates? I mean, back in the day, guy always paid everything.
I think it's Dutch all around, isn't it?
I don't know. Had a little story about that.
Okay.
Coming up, meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Kramer Siding and Window, your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Meteorologist Greg Solier with a little more.
Might I share what we hear around the house?
Yeah, please, because you got two Zers. You got two Zers.
I got two of them. Yeah, the 19-year-old. No, he's 20, right? He's 20. 20 in April. I lose track already. 20, and he says it's. I'll just put it this way. It's too expensive.
Well, it is.
You know. Yeah. You know. He said it just so I asked him. I said, hey, you know, how you friend? Nope, too expensive. Okay.
Well, good, I mean, I mean, this shows my age, but when back in the day, yeah. I could plan on pizza and a movie for
yeah,
two.
Me too.
For $20.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
$20.
And a movie. Yeah.
Pizza and a movie. Pizza, yeah. tip.
$3-4 to get in, something like that?
And the pizza was like $9.
Yeah.
I'm 900 years old. I'm so sorry. It's just ridiculous.
I think a lot of people
If you're 900, then I'm 950, so.
People meet for coffee, I think. And, you know, coffee's going to be $10 or something.
Well, I mean, for one.
Right.
I mean, you go to Starbucks, it's $16. Then they want you to tip at the counter.
Right. That's
so it's
true.
$20.
You're right.
Get a snack with that, that's like, you know, $25.
The tipping thing has just gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
I understand. It's hard, but if I'm at the counter and I'm ordering and I got to push $15, $20 or your own custom tip, you didn't bring me anything. I mean, you did,
yeah.
But you're
the customer's still doing all the work.
Well, they're making it, but they're not it's not like the service thing. So.
Right.
Anyway.
An upcharge, I believe, is what they call it these days. So.
Generation Z, by the way, is 12 to 27-year-olds.
I got them right there.
Well, yeah, okay. You got plenty of experience with that. Weather-wise, cold. Is this first day of spring?
As of 10:06 this evening, and of course, when the equinox, what do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You let it in. Yeah. You let it in.
Yeah, so, sure. Yeah. Bring it. Yeah.
We got been doing that for like 30 plus years. Yeah. So twice a year I get to do it, by the way.
Okay.
Well,
going right along.
Yeah. Well, okay. So what do you got for me today?
Well, it's cold out there. Yeah. 29 at Willard and Savoy, 28 at Rantoul. I told you springtime wasn't here to get locked in this premature spring and lack of winter and all that. We're going to make up for it a little bit, but at least the real gyration of weather and temperatures expected, as you would expect, I would think, for early springtime across the air. Manageable setups if you're going to Omaha or Syracuse. The more problematic is probably Syracuse because more snow, but they're ahead of the game, ahead of the curve, and it's a longer duration, not all at once, not big dumping of lake effect. There'll be some lake enhanced stuff out there, but a manageable setup nonetheless. So that in mind, nice one today. Wind blowing for our producer friends. Keep an eye on the dry vegetation, low humidity, 15 to 20%. The wind at 40 miles an hour, 58 degree highs. This is a right setup for even with the recent rain grass fire. So keep an eye on that. 10:06, springtime clocks in. We'll bottom out at 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, chillier at 46. A little rain late in the day Thursday, up to 45. That's the system that has a little wet snow with it mixed in here, like we had a couple of snowflakes yesterday, too. Friday morning, there may be a band of some 1 to 2 inch snows from Kankakee to about the I-65 corridor, south and east from there. A Friday high close to 50, 47 Saturday, sprinkle and 50 late in the day on Sunday. And wind and milder and rain, plenty of it Monday and Tuesday next week with highs near 60. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solian.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it very much. So it looks like for Gen Z, an age-old question, who pays for the dates? They seem to be following some of the same dating rules their parents and older generations grew up learning. Contemporary research, popular culture, and conversations this researcher's had suggest that the longstanding norm still holds true. Men tend to foot the bill more than women do on dates.
Okay.
There seems to be an expectation they should. In a paper published late last year in Psychology Reports, a peer-reviewed journal, Dr. Lau and a team of researchers surveyed 552 college students in Wilmington, North Carolina, and asked them whether they expected men or women to pay for dates, and whether they, as a man or a woman, typically paid more. The researchers found that young men paid for all or most of the dates 9 out of 10 times.
Okay.
Women paid about 2%. They split about 8%. All right. On subsequent dates, splitting the check was more common, though men still paid a majority. I always felt I wanted to pay.
Right.
And I just thought that was the chivalrous thing to do.
Okay.
But, you know, trying to stay on top of the trending.
This article talks about splitting the bill so that there's no expectations towards the end of the night, I guess. I don't know.
I guess I could ask my kids on how that goes.
Right. But, and, you know, if the guy is picking up the tab, ladies, just keep saving that money, because if you do hit it off with the person and you have a wedding, the average wedding is $28,000 these days. So there's that.
Yep. You got that going on. And then when you're out with another couple, I think generally two checks is normal. If you're out with another couple, sometimes it depends. Mm-hmm. If this is a celebration, if it's somebody you wanted to treat, and you kind of say, I've got this because, you know, no, it's my turn kind of mm-hmm. thing. I think it's just probably, and that's, if you're out with just like another couple and you're hanging, I think two checks is pretty normal.
Yeah.
Why should you pay for each other? Otherwise, agreed. You feel like, oh gosh, I did last time. They should, right. You know, that kind of thing. So you just cover your own people, I guess. Anyway, it's, and by the way, restaurants, it's higher there too. It said groceries are higher. Everything's higher.
Yep.
And you go out and buy breakfast or two, it's $38-$40, isn't it?
Yeah. Breakfast is really the meal to get, though, because then you don't have as many alcoholic drinks. And this says your average on alcohol on your dates is around $80.
Wow. I'm not in that.
Right.
I get water. With lemon.
So.
I mean, I can't tell you if the last time I ever had a cocktail at a meal. But I know it's common. People have beers and stuff. That's all cool. You just be careful on who's driving and all that stuff. But
so
I mean,
this
it's
says
just,
the average date for this 24-year-old anyway has been $70 to $100 per outing.
All right. Well.
This is an article from February 2024.
If you go out to dinner, $50 probably. And then whatever you want to do, putt-putt, that's going to cost $20-$25. Mm-hmm. No, I could see $100. It depends on where you are, too.
That's right.
If you're in Chicago, it's going to be different than Champaign-Urbana, a little bit. Anyway, it's just what that is right now, and we're all dealing with it, and we're all going, this is crazy!
Well, and to me, you can explore all kinds of free options at our park districts, and there's great festivals and fairs that you could meet up with. The train shows this weekend in Lincoln Square. Meet up with somewhere where you're just walking and talking.
No, that's really the value of it. If you don't, if you go have coffee. I mean, again, it's $8.
Right.
If you have a fancy coffee.
Right.
But I mean, at least it's, you really just want to talk
mm-hmm.
and get to know somebody on that in that situation or just, but you know, it's a pricey deal. I think all of us are feeling it and it's not comfortable. It's not as fun. Because you don't have as much.
Yes.
And you're leery and weary and hate thinking about it and all that stuff. So
our Illini in action in Omaha against Moorhead State on Thursday at 2:10. I'd head over to Pia's and meet some friends over there for that. That'll be a fun day to watch. We also have our women in action at 6 o'clock at the State Farm Center as part of the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament. And our Illinois women, a 4 seed, taking on Missouri State. So you can take note of that, too. Check out a baseball game. I think those are free if you
see
baseball against Bradley at 6 o'clock. Illinois and ISU for the softball team at 5 o'clock today. Thad Ward, congratulations. He's been promoted to assistant head coach under Brett Bielema and running backs coach. In the football practice starts today. Of course, the spring orange and blue scrimmage is coming our way on April 20th. Playing games tonight in that NCAA bracket, that doesn't matter, though, right? You really just need the 64 teams on your bracket, right?
Yeah, this just gave us a chance to Thursday. Get to 60. The brackets, nobody's doing the brackets with these four games. They're saying in your sheet, you'll say winner of such and such. Nobody's. Because nobody's probably picking the guy that wins this tonight or tomorrow night anyway, because they've got to turn around and play really
That's
fast.
That's right.
And they're usually a higher seed, or lower seed.
Mm-hmm. Parkland's in action. The men are today. The women lost yesterday to Iowa Western Community College, and they'll play Wednesday at 1. The NIT in action with Big Ten schools like Ohio State against Cornell. We have Minnesota and Butler. Iowa and Kansas State in action tonight. Had the Bulls over Portland. Cleveland beat the Pacers in NBA action. And that's pretty much summed up our sports. We're all about the NCAA tournament and the Illini as a number 10 ranking. We are a number 3 seed taking on, I believe, number 14 Morehead State.
And we're prohibitive favorites. I think we're 13.5-point favorites.
Okay.
Something like that. So, again, Morehead State went to Indiana and lost by 1 at Indiana, which is a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana wasn't very good, but they got better later in the year. And then they lost pretty handily to Penn State, who beat us. And then they lost, I think, to Nebraska, which everybody had a hard time with Nebraska this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 8:17.
I'm Deputy Coroner Lori Brower, and I'm seeking your vote in the Democratic primary election for Champaign County Coroner. For the past 3 years, I've worked in the coroner's office. I perform death investigations and assist with autopsies. I'm familiar with the duties and responsibilities of the office, and I know where they can be improved. Vote Lori Brower for coroner because experience and compassion matter. I'm a Champaign County native and reside in Urbana, where my husband and I raised 3 children. You can learn more at my website, votebrower.com.
Paid for by friends of Lori Brower.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Deputy Coroner Lori Brown.
With meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Kurt Lenschow, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banda vicinity. Roller coaster ride of weather and temperatures here over the next 5 to 10 days. Windy and milder this afternoon. Mostly sunny. Cold start to the day, but will moderate to 58 this afternoon with low afternoon humidity. That west-southwesterly wind later this afternoon, though, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, spring clocks in at 10:06 this evening. Not as cold, clear, and 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and chillier, though, with a northwest to north wind, the high at 46. Another hard freeze tomorrow night will bottom out at 26 with increasing clouds for the day on Thursday, a little rain late in the day. High temperature up around 45. There may be a little rain and wet snow, would you believe, here Friday morning with a mostly cloudy, chilly day at 48, 49 degrees, the high there. 47, a partly cloudy, cool Saturday. Back up to near 50 on Sunday. A little bit of rain or sprinkle activity late in the day. Then widespread rains get going into Monday and Tuesday. A couple of thunderstorms, highs there. We'll get close to 60 degrees. And once again, maybe some heavy rainfall over parts of the area.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some key data on the health of the economy is just in housing starts. That is, the number of single-family homes which started construction rebounded in February, 10.7% to an annual pace of 1.52 million units, according to the Commerce Department. That's the biggest gain in 9 months. Economists were expecting a 7.4% rise in starts to 1.43 million. Now, despite the increase, starts are still below December's level. The number of housing starts in January revised slightly higher to a drop of 12.3% after an initial reading of a 14.8% drop. And the last holdout in the world on negative interest rates has pulled out. The Bank of Japan has moved its key policy rate back to at least zero. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J, there's Diane Ducey. We are on YouTube and Facebook if you want to watch. Boring to watch radio, but you're welcome to, and many people do.
And now Amber's in the house.
Amber's in the house. Amber Oberheim, how are you?
Great. Happy to be here.
Nice to see you. Tell me what you're doing Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday we have the third annual Battle of the Badges, which is a hockey game between the Champaign Police Department and the Champaign Firefighters. So we are super excited. This is a tie-breaking year this year. So right now the police have one game under their belt. The fire guys have one under their belt. So this is going to be a tiebreaker.
Oh, who came up with the concept? I mean, this is sounds physical.
Well, it can get a little physical, but
well, who can skate?
Right,
everybody can.
You would be surprised. These guys are actually pretty good on skates.
They probably practice.
Oh, they do practice. Yeah. So each team has, like they go, I know they play in Bloomington, they play all over.
Okay.
And so this, bringing it to Champaign started 2 years ago. This is the third year. And I'm actually really impressed with the talent that I see sometimes on that ice. I know.
I don't know that I've been to a hockey game. I know when it was talked about for emceeing, I was like, do we have to wear skates? Because
No.
I'm not good at that.
No.
If I fall down, I'll have a trouble getting up, and that'll be ugly. So.
Yes. No skates.
Okay.
I don't wear skates. You don't wear skates.
Okay,
we're
gotcha.
Good.
Yeah. You just got to be careful. You're on ice, so be careful shuffling out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So what's this benefit?
Okay. So this year we decided that we were going to return some of the funds raised at this event to the community. And so we're supporting the United Way Emergency Shelter. The law enforcement officers and the firefighters in the Champaign area see the need firsthand for this sort of service. And so we've got a special place in our heart for kids especially, and we want to make sure that those family units stay together. And that's something that the United Way Emergency Shelter is able to provide to people in need in our community. So that's where this year's funds are going. Peacemaker Project 703 has been a very grateful recipient of the funds have been raised by this event the last 2 years, and we decided that it's time to turn that back to a need within the community. So that's what we're doing.
Always hate to go back to what 703 is, but just sure. For people that are transient and come in and out, who's Amber Oberheim? What's this about?
Sure. So my late husband, Chris Oberheim, was a Champaign police officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty on May 19th of 2021. And in response to that, my girls and I had an overwhelming need to support law enforcement officers and their families so that hopefully they would never have to experience the same thing that we did.
And you know the good you're doing, right? Or do you realize that? Or do you understand that all your efforts are highly appreciated and you impact people? And sometimes when you do it, you're not sure.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you are, Amber. It's very brave of what you guys have done, your girls, and how you've stood up to this tragedy and helped others.
I appreciate that.
You very much have done that. So we want people to support your big Saturday event.
Yes.
Bring a lot of money.
Yes, because listen, we've got so much fun stuff planned. Back this year is Chuck-a-Puck. So if you're unfamiliar with Chuck-a-Puck, you'll get five hockey pucks that have our 703 logo on them, and they're all numbered. And so you pay $20 for a stack of five, and during one of the intermissions, you get to throw all of your pucks, and whichever lands closest to the center ice wins a cash prize.
I like it.
So that's super exciting. Doors are going to open at 5 o'clock this year, and we've got food trucks. The food trucks that are going to be there are Patty Daddy's, okay, yum.
Yum.
Mama D's Smokehouse, yum. May's, yum.
Yeah.
And Ice Daddy's. So you get to, you know, have a little taste of some of the vendors in Champaign, and this is my favorite event because it's a family event.
Yeah. Bring everybody and have some fun.
Bring everybody.
Wow, what time again Saturday?
So doors open at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Puck drop at 6 p.m. And I should note that the 6U, 8U, and 10U chiefs from the Champaign-Urbana Youth Hockey Association get to do a little scrimmage between each intermission. And so those little dudes
are so
cute
they
on the ice.
They can play, though. They can skate up and down.
Yes, they're a lot of fun to watch, too.
Nice.
How fun. I still can't get over the Puck family naming their kid Chucka. Anyway. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so how much money do I bring to get in?
You don't need any money to get in. This is a donation, you know, at the door, but no ticket necessary, no money to get in.
Kind of rooting for who do I root for?
Well, hello.
Please.
Yeah.
But then the fire guys are mad at me.
Right.
I mean, they'll get over it. It's okay.
Everybody says U of I Ice Arena is really fun to watch a hockey game. You're up on that top level and that kind of ring setting.
Well, you can see really well. Really well. I would encourage you to, you know, get there, find a spot. In the years prior, it's been very full.
Okay.
Good. Let's fill it up again and have a fun Saturday night.
Well, and you can make a small donation at the door, but then be ready for the 50-50s and the raffles and things like that.
And
use your money for that.
Our annual Battle of the Badges t-shirts that are for sale for $25.
Okay. Yeah.
All the fun stuff.
All right, rubber game of the series here coming up in game three, match three.
Yes.
1-1 is the title, the tally right now, fire and police.
Uh-huh.
Amber Oberheim, is there a website we can find you? 703, what do we do?
Yeah, so we do have a website. It's www.peacemakerproject703.com. We've also got a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
Sounds awesome. This Saturday night, doors open at 5. Event starts at 6.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
Good
me.
To see you. Always my pleasure. Always. 830 ESPN 93.5.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says his right to appeal is being taken away by being forced to secure up front hundreds of millions of dollars to pay a business fraud judgment in New York. His attorneys say no insurance company will back him up for that amount.
Much of Trump's wealth is tied up in real estate, and the bonding companies won't accept that as collateral. They want cash, which Trump doesn't have. And if he can't come up with it by March 25th, New York's Attorney General Letitia James may start to try and seize some of Trump's most notable asset.
Fox's Griffin Jenkins. There are primaries in 5 states today, including Ohio, where former President Trump endorses businessman Bernie Moreno for the Republican Senate nomination.
State Senator Matt Dolan says he's an alternative to the MAGA crowd. Moreno and Dolan, both multimillionaires, have contributed heavily to their campaigns. Secretary of State Frank LaRose says that makes him an underdog.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the winner of that primary, takes on incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Urbana police investigating after shots fired near Crestview Park over the weekend. The gunfire happened in the area of Cottage Grove and Colorado Avenue Saturday. 13 shell casings were found, according to police, with damage to 2 homes and a car. But the good news, nobody was hurt. Governor has announced plans to rebuild 2 state prisons, the Logan Correctional Center in Lincoln and the Stateville Correctional Center in Crest Hill. Stateville Prison opened almost a century ago. Logan Center opened in 1978. The plans are included in the governor's budget of 2025. The price tag on both projects estimated between $805 and $935 million. Starting next year, high school juniors across Illinois will likely be taking the federally mandated state college entrance exam, the ACT. Illinois students have been taking the SAT college entrance exam for the past 8 years when the other major national exam, the ACT, was used. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Bandit vicinity off yesterday's snowflakes and a cold start to the day today. Some moderation this afternoon, but with sunshine, it'll be a wind-blown day's worth of weather with low afternoon humidity. Highs at 58. That west-southwesterly wind will gust to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, the spring equinox clocks in at 10:06 this evening. Not as cold, clear, and 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and chillier with a high at 46 degrees. That northwest to north wind at 15 to 25 and gusty. Diminishing wind, a cold night tomorrow night with a hard freeze. Lows down to 26. Increasing clouds today on Thursday. Bit of rain late in the day. High temperature up around 45 late Thursday night. And then Friday morning, a little mixed snow to some of that rain as it comes to an end. The high at 49. 47 at chilly Saturday. Into Sunday, some sprinkles late. The high near 50. Highs close to 60 with increasing outbreaks of showers and a couple of thunderstorms for Monday and Tuesday of next week. The start of another wet weather pattern across our part of the Midwest. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Celebrate the Big Ten champion Fighting Illini during March Madness at Pia's. Watch all the NCAA tournament action on Pia's multiple flat screens. Enjoy specials on buckets of beer with your choice of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Dos Equis. Pia's, home of the Slugger Burger, will be serving up all your favorite ballgame food. Don't forget the famous fish sandwich, available every Friday 11 to 7 p.m., and the Big Tito's Bloody Mary for all those early games. See you at Pia's. Go Illini!
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper-to-bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no-hour limit or 5-year 3,000-hour limit on the drivetrain. So that'd be your engine, your two gearboxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Use well, too. Tim Onstott, Gale Ferrick's Trucking, Dedicated Diesel, and Championship Barbecueologist.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switch to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Brackets.
Haven't filled mine out yet.
Pools.
You have, huh?
I got Illinois beating Houston.
Oh, wow.
In one of my pools. I'll probably do several. But heck yeah. I'm not going in there with any other thoughts, man. I'm here to win championships.
That's right.
I'm not here to get to the second weekend.
Well, and what was it that Brad said? We have six more games ahead of us. So,
yeah.
Or
yeah,
something
right.
Like that. So, awesome.
It just with Iowa and Kofi, we thought, you know, we had 2-1 seats, didn't we? Or at least 1-1 seat. We lost that stupid game to Loyola Chicago. I love Sister Jean, but
I know. She's over 100 now.
Yeah, I was rooting for Illinois. Anyway, yeah, so we'll see. BYU is like the boogeyman right now because they're not supposed to be a 6, but they can't play basketball on Sunday.
Right.
So they made them a 5. I don't quite understand all that, why they couldn't schedule them
mm-hmm.
a 5 on Thursday. All 5-12s have to play Friday, Sunday. I don't get it. I know there's a lot of dominoes that fall when you play something. So they're a 6, and they should be a 5. So what? So what?
Right.
I don't care. I just
and
play.
Who knows if they'll even make it.
Right, they could be by Duquesne.
Yeah.
It's not crazy to think that 11 beats a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Or if in this case they're 12 beats a 5. It's interesting how I think the most common upset in these things, believe it or not, is a 12-5. I don't know why, but generally speaking, one or two 12s beat 5s.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're right. Duquesne could play. So we need to be, you know, they're already knee-deep and ready to go with Morehead State, but somebody's looking at BYU and Duquesne. Somebody's already looking at all that stuff because they turn around short, and you better have a head start. So they got plenty of people to look at the video. So make your picks and good luck. And if Illinois loses anytime soon, then tournament's over.
Right.
Shut it down.
Who cares about your stinking brackets?
Shut it down.
Maybe we should have the bracket burning or something for some reason.
If Illinois loses, I'm calling the police because that's illegal. That's illegal.
There you go.
I'm calling the state's attorney. District attorney. State's attorney. He's got turning you in.
Well, and, you know, we have Tim Onstock coming on Thursday, the 27th.
Tomorrow.
Maybe we could have a little burn your bracket if. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't even talk about that.
No, we're not talking negative. We're here to win a championship, Diane. I mean it. It's just that we haven't had any success. Brad should be the coach of the year sometime. It's his seventh year. He's the winningest basketball coach in the Big Ten, and there's no coach of the year. I know he doesn't care, but he ought to get one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The winningest coach in the Big Ten has never won a Big Ten coach of the year. How's that? How's that work?
I don't. It's Illinois.
Anyway.
There's always stuff against Illinois.
Johnny says we have 4 championships in the last 4 years. You got to count Michigan. I mean, we won the co-championship with Wisconsin when Nebraska beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin. And we beat Iowa that night. And then we were going nuts. And Brad was on the microphone. Hey, we're not done.
Right.
I mean, all that. And then, of course, you had the 2 Big Ten tournament championships now, 21 and 24. 2 of the last 4 are Illinois. And then if you can't count the 16-4 versus Michigan's 14-3, and whoever the commissioner now who's running the Bears gave the title to Michigan because at 14-3, it's slightly better percentage, winning percentage, and 16-4, we were 2 more wins because we fought through COVID better than they did. 14-3 Michigan, 16-4 Illinois. And it wasn't a co-championship, it was they win. They played 3 less games, and the only game we played that year, we beat them by 30.
Right.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I'm with Johnny. We've won 4 titles in 4 years. So
it was so, like, just a relief to get the outright Big Ten championship banner and call it dawn. That was awesome. Some people have been asking about your son-in-law, Jacob Hurley.
Yes. he did not get a hit last night, but he started for the Cincinnati Reds.
So this is spring training.
Spring training.
And this is the 40-man roster.
6 games to go, but he was called up because the center fielder broke his wrist. So Jacob is in play. He's definitely on radar. He grounded out 3 times last night. One slow hop, he's going to beat it out, but he didn't. So he's batting over 400 in spring training.
Okay.
So he's had a really good camp, and they're very pleased with him. So Jacob Hurtubise is now, with this changing scenario, he's an option to play some outfield for the Reds.
Okay, so it was, a few days ago, Louisville.
Louisville, he's going to play AAA, which is amazing. But because T.J. Friedl, the starting center fielder, and very much a player like Jacob, fast, good, hits well, runs well, he's out for months.
That's the only bone I've broken is a wrist injury falling on the ice. So
it takes a while to heal. That's a tough one. So they're not sure when he can get back. So, yeah, so that's the Grace husband, Jacob Hurtubise's update, is that he's back at the big league camp.
Okay.
Could be back down today.
Okay.
I mean, but he is on the 40-man roster. That makes it easier to shuffle. Otherwise, you got to go to negotiations and contract deals with stuff. So,
gotcha.
Anyway, that's what we got. But we are just a week away from baseball.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of buzz in the Cardinals, you know, fandom of saying, why did you extend Ollie Marmol? He had 71 and 91 in his first season.
Huh.
And they gave him 2 more years. Why? I don't know. Okay. I know that's out there.
Okay.
All right. 844.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products, backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com and let's get started on your project.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
All right, sports headlines, well, ESPN 93.5.
We're talking about the Cincinnati Reds and Jacob Hurtubise. The St. Louis Cardinals are playing Miami at noon, and then they're playing New York at 5:10. We have the Chicago Cubs in action against Arizona. And, you know, we're looking forward to the season starting on March 28th.
Yep.
St. Louis Cardinals will be facing the L.A. Dodgers out on the West Coast. And the Cubs will be facing the Texas Rangers. I believe that's an evening game over on US 105.9.
Yeah, they're the world champs, so that's kind of tough start for both the Cubs and Cardinals playing the richest team, the Dodgers, and the best players, the Dodgers, and then Cubs have to play the World Series champions.
Right.
So there's that.
Speaking of baseball, Illinois and Bradley. If you went ahead to Illinois Field for that 6 o'clock first pitch, our softball team at ISU, that starts at 5. Illinois women's basketball will be playing Missouri State in the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament Thursday at 6 as a number 4 seed. And, of course, our Illini will be taking on Morehead State at 2:10 on Thursday in Omaha, and ranked number 10 in the latest poll. So they'll be leaving, and we've got Luke Goody on later on today.
Yeah, I just heard Luke will be on after 4. They fly on Big Silver Bird. What time are they leaving? Anyway, it's a little earlier, so they'll be in Omaha when he calls in.
And we were talking with Greg Soya about some wintry conditions, I believe, too. So.
Well, not as bad as we thought.
Okay,
it's going to probably be okay. Be a little slushy if you're going that direction, but players will be in place later today, and Illini are taking off at noon.
Okay.
And then 4 o'clock looks good in a schedule. Again, things change. Brad might say, hey, we're going to do this, and they change. You know, so we're hoping 4:05 is when Luke Goody's calling in
and
get some insight.
For your support, First Federal and Max Twin City Recycling, along with Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. So we've got Thad Ward, who was bumped up, and spring practice for our Illinois football starts today.
Yeah, excited about that. All right, 8:48.
Are you ready? A free trip to the most lavish resort out of this world. The most spectacular landscapes and majestic views ever imagined. Where all human pains, afflictions, worries, concerns, they'll all be gone for eternity. You're right, it will be heaven. Well, it is very simple. Start your journey today. The Lord opens His welcoming arms to greet you. And this week, visit His house. Attend church services of your choice. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Listen to the words. Jesus will guide you as to where you need to be. And for our friends in nursing homes or assisted living, please attend your weekly prayer services. It is that simple. Start your journey today. The Lord will put his arm around you and give you comfort. Take away all your problems, anxieties, and pains for eternity. Are you ready? The Lord has been expecting you.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information including repair quotes and online scheduling requests available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Weather brought to you by Kurt Lenschow. He's at State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Mandan vicinity. Roller coaster ride of weather and temperatures here over the next 5 to 10 days. Windy and mild this afternoon. Mostly sunny. Cold start to the day, but will moderate to 58 this afternoon with low afternoon humidity. That west-southwesterly wind later this afternoon, no gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, spring clocks in at 10:06 this evening. Not as cold, clear, and 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and chillier, though, with a northwest to north wind, the high at 46. Another hard freeze tomorrow night will bottom out at 26 with increasing clouds for the day on Thursday. A little rain late in the day. High temperature around 45. There may be a little rain and wet snow, would you believe, here Friday morning with mostly cloudy, chilly day at 48, 49 degrees. The high there, 47. A partly cloudy, cool Saturday. Back up to near 50 on Sunday. A little bit of rain or sprinkle activity late in the day. Then widespread rains get going into Monday and Tuesday. A couple of thunderstorms. Highs there will get close to 60 degrees. And once again, maybe some heavy rainfall over parts of the area. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hi, this is Steve from Goodbye.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. Steve, I have a question.
Shoot!
We've talked about Sony, but I know you have LG and Samsung too. Aren't they all kind of the same?
Ah, that's a tough one. Samsung is famous for their bright, colorful picture and the frame TV.
They look like art, right? What about LG?
Okay, Sony invented OLED, but LG perfected OLED manufacturing. That efficiency makes LG the number one selling OLED TV in the country, and their build quality is excellent.
Yeah, they're really flat too. So, why Sony?
Sony makes movies, cameras, monitors. Accurate image is crucial. Colors, skin tones, contrast, motion handling are just some of what Sony does better. Sony buys panels from Samsung and LG and improves them with their own video processor.
Wait, a Sony might have an LG screen?
Yeah, or even Samsung. You've heard how a great coach can take your team and beat his?
I get it. Sony can use other guys' parts and still make a winning product?
All to get that red hair just the right shade and no blur on the swish.
Yeah, so a week from tomorrow, Tim Onstott, who's a smoke show star on Thursday, is going to come and do a practice grill for his competition in April. And that's where he'll have chicken, pork, ribs, and brisket.
Nice.
That he'll present to the boys doing the show. But again, with the Illini, Derek Piper might not be here, which is great. I mean, we'd make the second weekend. And then Lontae schedules all over the board with Andrew's baseball. So we'll see. Whoever's here is going to get some food. And I'll be here. You'll be here. Kyle Tosk will be here.
Yes.
So we'll have a show. We'll just call Rob Judson.
I've got a Wednesday Parkland guy, Jack Humphreys, who's coming in too. So, yeah, we'll be good.
It'll be fun anyway, week from Thursday. And all we're doing is telling you, and then we'll get reactions to our people on the radio and what the taste is like.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like the number one brisket maker in the world. So that's going to be fun.
Ever. Yes.
Okay, so that's a week from tomorrow. Okay,
we got the first day of spring, so yep. Enjoy and, you know, enjoy the day.
Yep. Thank you, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Back tomorrow on the radio. Boys this afternoon after 3. Luke Goody after 4. ESPN 93.5. Have a great Tuesday.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Think warm thoughts and get your pool plans ready now. Buy a membership at the Urbana Park District Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. There's a huge discount for individual and family memberships. Go in person to the Phillips Recreation Center or the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Call 217-367-1544. Check out the pool with the Urbana Park District. You belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With a passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.